The following is an AI reading of my blog called GDPR, How Not to Protect User Privacy. It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go! Today, I have read a tweet praising positive impact of GDPR on security and privacy, as a founder of several security companies being on the receiving. End of this regulation, clients must use their services to pass GDPR checklists. I have a different experience. This is the reality of GDPR. It's more about paperwork than actual security improvements. Companies invest money, but most ends up as documentation sitting in drawers ready for potential audits. GDPR is most needed for government agencies and the public sector, who intrude on privacy the most. Paradoxically, GDPR doesn't apply to them. Security is about risk management. GDPR introduced two new risks, audit and fines risk, and data breach and subsequent fines risk. The budget for covering these risks often comes from the real security budget with actual impact. We still click on those annoying cookie notices and sign personal data, processing consents without any real benefit. Most entrepreneurs do not even want to collect personal data. They are forced to by the state, such as due to EU VAT rules. An online shop must gather billing address, payment method, phone number or IP address, varying amounts of this information depending on whether they tell a consistent story about the same tax. Residency: if I aim to provide someone with an online service like software as a service, I genuinely don't need their phone number and address. However, the state requires it and wants me to collect it for them. Where did it go wrong? Over the years, I attended hacker conferences where activists raised privacy concerns. Working groups emerged from this community, wanting to solve these issues with larger-scale regulation. Yet, they overlooked two crucial aspects: first, the importance of data minimization, and second, the significance of empowering individuals to control their own personal information. The state requires tracking. It needs banks, mobile network operators, and entrepreneurs to collect data. All purchases and bank transactions end up in state systems. A cookie in your browser is negligible in comparison. 2. Internet economy is built on free services. Users and their attention are the product. Data centers don't run themselves, and regulators can't prevent them from monetizing our attention. We just have to fill out one more form. Paradoxically, one of the biggest tracking regulations was Apple's stricter App Store policy. Better than GDPR, the result: we have less privacy than before GDPR, massive costs on both sides, money that could have gone to real security improvements goes to bureaucracy. Asterisk: some services aren't available in the EU at all. It's cheaper to block them than comply with regulation. Thanks to corporations, at least for foreign phone numbers and VPNs. And by the way, if the phone number and IP address tell a different story, different VAT rates apply as well.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.